You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All the way from Belize, here with the Garifuna Collective. Just as a start, I'd like you guys to introduce yourselves. And for those who may not be familiar with the Garifuna Collective, how would you describe your music?
Well, my name is Sean, the lead singer and the main vocalist for the Garifuna Collective. And we're from Belize, for those of you who did not know that. And our music is a sort of like crossover from the Caribs and the Africans with a little bit of our new flavor that we have now in Belize. And we have different genres when it comes to our category, when you categorize our music. But the most popular one is called the Punta, which is the most up-tempo beat. And that's the one that will carry the swing in any settings that you are.
Now, how long have the Garifuna Collective been around for?
The band has been in existence for quite a years now. I have a number in hand, but the first album was in 2008, and the band was prior to that they've been band, you know, like that put together, but for the album. The breakout album is gonna be like 2008, so I would say like 2008, 2007, more or less. So the band has been existing, but there's a lot of musicians, like senior musician, that were playing together for a while. So the Garifuna Collective have been a while, but the collection itself and the name of the band, like, from 2008.
In 2001, UNESCO officially proclaimed the language, dance, and music of the Garifuna people of Central America as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity. Could you tell me about your music and what it means to the people of Garifuna?
Garifuna, the language, and Garinago, the people, mean a really, really lot to preserve our culture for younger generation to come. Hence the reason the Garifuna Collective was made. And our mission, our main mission, is to preserve the culture and to spread the word of the Garifuna people and what we've been through and the struggles we've been through. And here in New Zealand, the Maori tribe and the Maori people, I see a lot of similarity to what we've been through. And so we could share a whole lot at what we do. When it comes to preserve, we have a younger generation that we teach as a whole. Our Latin Belize, we have a different program that we do in Belize that help preserve the culture and the language and the dance and everything Garifuna that we ever think about.
In addition to what Austin just said, the music is how we share our stories, how we bring across the life of the ancestors to give an insight of what we have been through. So the music is a major part when it comes to Garinago people, because back then we weren't allowed to socialize in a way that we should have been socializing. So the only way we can get message across was through music, and the Garifuna language was distinct when it comes to the Garifuna culture, and the people did not understand. So that's the way how we communicated back then, is through music. So hence, music is a major part when it comes to, like, getting message across to the different walks of life that we come across. You know what they say, that music is universal. So you might not understand the language, but if you just take the time out to just put yourself in a trance to just free yourself from everything, you would know exactly what we're talking about when we sing, by the gestures that we use, by the way we pronounce certain words, by the tones we sing in. So hence, music is a major part when it comes to Garifuna culture.
Awesome. Now, I managed to catch your performance last night at the Te Pai Pai stage, as well as earlier on today at the TSB Bowl stage. You had the whole crowd live, active, dancing. That's all you guys do. I just want your guys' take. How are you guys feeling out there? And how are you guys finding Aotearoa so far?
Man, it's always a different experience every country we visit, every continent we're on. Like, the experience is never the same. You know, we try to just go out there, leave 110% if we can. You know, feed off the vibes of the people. And it's always a good feeling that the people feel that energy that we try to throw in the crowd. And when we see the people out there just gathering and just having a good time and just vibing to our music, even though we're from different walks of life and people are just, no matter which culture you're from, no matter which ethnic group you're from, and we're just in one place and just vibing off of each other's energy, that's the best feeling you can ever get. I don't know if Tino want to say something.
Yeah, Pai Pai stage was like, that's a tradition. What you saw on that stage last night is that's the origin of the music. All what the music is all about. We play the drums, we play the maracas, we play the clave, and today you saw the modern instrument between the guitar and the modern strumming and what you brought to life. So we mix and match, and what to give the energy when it comes to the music and a different genre. And the culture here in New Zealand is like a different experience. Different experience. You know? On the stage that we play on today, I could see like the crowd, and you know, I could see the older folks, the middle ages, the younger folks, and they were like enjoying. So we try to generate music for all walks of life, you know, different folks, different strokes, different folks, you know. We try to do our best to please the whole audience. And New Zealand shows a whole lot of stuff. So I guess when we go back home, we have a lot of things to share and compare to about our experience here on this island.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.